Welcome back to Praying with Scripture. Let's begin with that invitatory. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Psalm 95, a call to praise God. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now we're moving forward into the Psalms or the hymn. We usually have a hymn. I don't think I've been doing the hymn, but it is Sunday. I was just so exhausted and had a crazy day. I honestly totally forgot to record the prayers or say them at all yesterday, but God understands all of that stuff. I was doing good stuff, went to Mass all day, working on stuff all day, praying all day, helping family members all day. Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, and impart to us here dwelling, grace and mercy all around. Jesus, source of all compassion, pure, unbounded love you share. Grant us many choicest blessings. Keep us in your loving care. Come, O source of inspiration, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see your true salvation, perfect in accord with thee. Praising Father for all glory, with the Spirit and the Son. Everlasting thanks we give, undivided love in one. Psalm 110 is our first prayer. On this fourth Sunday of Lent, we pray, God has appointed Christ to be judge of the living and the dead. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, we ask you to give us victory and peace. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, we are already seated at your right hand. We look forward to praising you in that fellowship of all the saints in our heavenly homeland. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God has appointed Christ to be judge of the living and the dead. Happy the man who shows mercy for the Lord's sake. He will stand firm forever. What a beautiful proclamation to pray over ourselves as we do works of feeding the homeless and caring. You know, Catholics have many apostolates you can just donate money to and do it for the Lord's sake. And they will feed the poor and help you for them. I recently discovered Catholic Cross Charities. We're praying Psalm 112, the happiness of the just man. Live as children born of the light. Light produces every kind of goodness and truth and justice. Ephesians 5:8-9. Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth. The children of the upright are blessed. Riches and wealth are in his house. His justice stands firm forever. He is light in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just. The good man takes pity and lends. He conducts his affairs with honor. The just man will never waver. He will be remembered forever. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart, he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart, he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes. Open-handed, he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory. The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Happy the man who shows mercy for the Lord's sake. He will stand firm forever. Thank you for this online community. Thank you for this amazing apostolate. Strengthen the priests whom I have assisted in this apostolate, and let them never have embittered hearts. Help all of our religious sisters and brothers who exercise a priestly ministry of their own to recognize their dignity and honor, and may they receive real honor from the Church. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Happy the man who shows mercy for the Lord's sake. He will stand firm forever. Those things which God foretold through his prophets concerning the sufferings that Christ would endure have been fulfilled. 1 Peter, part of chapter 2, is our prayer. Christ suffered for you and left you an example to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong. No deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us dead to sin could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds, you were healed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Those things which God foretold through his prophets concerning the sufferings that Christ would endure have been fulfilled. Now we're going to switch to the longer reading from the Office of Readings today. It's the ordination of priests. So we've been reading Exodus this whole time, and now we have a reading from the book of Leviticus. Actually, two passages combined into one reading, one from chapter 8 and chapter 9. The Lord said to Moses, "Take Aaron and his sons, together with the vestments, the anointing oil, the bullock for a sin offering, the two rams, the basket of unleavened food. Then assemble the whole community at the entrance of the meeting tent." And Moses did as the Lord had commanded. When the community had assembled at the entrance of the meeting tent, Moses told them what the Lord had ordered to be done. Bringing forward Aaron and his sons, he first washed them with water. Then he put the tunic on Aaron, girded him with the sash, clothed him with the rope, placing the ephod on him, and girded him with the embroidered belt of the ephod, fashioning it around him. He then set the breastplate on him with the Urim and the Thummim on it, and put the mitre on his head, attaching the gold plate, the sacred diadem, over the front of the mitre, at his forehead, as the Lord had commanded him to do. Taking the anointing oil, Moses anointed and consecrated the dwelling with all that was in it. Then he sprinkled some of the oil seven times on the altar and anointed the altar with all its appurtenances, and the laver with its base, thus consecrating them. He also poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head, thus consecrating him. Moses likewise brought forward Aaron's sons, clothed them with tunics, girded them with sashes, and put turbans on them, as the Lord had commanded him to do. Then he brought forward the bullock for a sin offering. Aaron and his sons laid their hands on its head. Then Moses slaughtered it, and taking some of its blood with his finger, he put it on the horns around the altar, thus purifying the altar. He also made atonement for the altar by pouring out the blood at its base when he consecrated it, taking all the fat that was over the inner organs, as well as the lobe of the liver and the two kidneys with their fat. Moses burned them on the altar. The bullock, however, with its hide and flesh and oval, he burned in the fire outside the camp, as the Lord had commanded him to do. Aaron then raised his hands over the people and blessed them. When he came down from offering the sin offering and holocaust and peace offering, Moses and Aaron went into the meeting tent. On coming out, they again blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord was revealed to all the people. Fire came forth from the Lord's presence and consumed the holocaust and the remnants of the fat on the altar. Seeing this, all the people cried out and fell prostrate. Under the old covenant, there were many priests because death prevented them from continuing in office. But Christ has an eternal priesthood because he remains forever. The Lord raised up Aaron, conferred on him the priesthood of the people, and blessed him with great honor. But Christ has an eternal priesthood because he remains forever. Second reading is from a treatise on John by St. Augustine. We shall see, sometimes these are more a commentary on the Sunday reading from the Mass, like the Gospel. It's a weird quality of the Sunday second readings. But we shall see. Christ is the way, the truth, and the light, and the life. The Lord tells us, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In these few words, he gives a command and makes a promise. Let us do what he commands, so that we may not blush or covet what he promises to hear him on the day of judgment. I laid down certain conditions for obtaining my promises. Have you fulfilled them? If you say, what did you command, Lord our God? He will tell you, I commanded you to follow me. You asked for advice on how to enter into life. What life? If not the life about which it is written, with you is the fountain of life. Let us do now what he commands. Let us follow in the footsteps of the Lord. Let us throw off the chains that prevent us from following him. Who can throw off these shackles without the aid of the one addressed in these words? You have broken my chains. Another psalm says of him, the Lord frees those in chains. The Lord raises up the downcast. Those who have been freed and raised up follow the light. The light they follow speaks to them. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. The Lord gives light to the blind. Brethren, that light shines on us now. For we have had our eyes anointed with the eye salve of faith. His saliva was mixed with earth to anoint the man born blind. We are of Adam's stock, blind from our birth. We need him to give us light. He mixed saliva with earth, and so it was prophesied. Truth has sprung up from the earth. He himself has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We shall be in possession of the truth when we see him face to face. When we see face to face, this is his promise to us. Who would dare to hope for something that God in his goodness did not choose to promise or bestow? We shall see face to face. The apostle says, now I know in part, now obscurely through a mirror, but then face to face. John the apostle says in one of his letters, dearly beloved, we are now children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. We know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. This is a great promise. If you love me, follow me. I do love you. You protest, but how do I follow you? If the Lord your God said to you, I am the truth and the life, in your desire for truth, in your love for life, you would certainly ask him to show you the way to reach them. You would say to yourself, truth is a great reality. Life is a great reality, if only it were possible for my soul to find them. Responsory prayer. I hate the ways of falsehood. Your word is a lantern that guides my steps, a light for the pathway before me. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Your word is a lantern which guides my steps, a light for the path way before me. Now we have a beautiful opportunity to pray a little bit more, to continue with evening prayer. My son, you have been with me all the time, and everything I have is yours. But we had to feast and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost to us and now has been found. Now we pray the prayer canonical of Mary from St. Luke's Gospel. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Who could not be moved on this holy day of Lent to the Spirit speaking to us through this beautiful, inspired prayer of Mary? Who could not be moved by her divine worship, and who could not be inspired by the prayers the Church has chosen to complement the incredibly moving readings today? My son, you have been with me all the time, and everything I have is yours. But we had to feast and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost to us and now has been found. Now we turn to our Father and to Jesus Christ, interceding for others and for one another. Let us give thanks continually to Christ, our teacher and our head, who came to serve and to do good to all. In humility and confidence, let us ask him, come, Lord, to visit your family. Lord, be present to the bishops and priests of your church who share your role as head and shepherd. May they lead your people to the Father under your guidance. May your angel be with all who travel to keep them safe in body and soul. Teach us to serve the needs of others and to be like you, who came to serve, not to be served. Grant that in the human family, brother may always help brother, so that with your assistance, it may be a city compact and strong. Have mercy on all the departed. Bring them to the vision of your glory. During this intense time of preparation for a more involved catechetical ministry, be with me, Lord. Look upon Bill and grant him the strength and the healing and the peace that he so desperately needs. Look upon Henry and look after him. As we look to the parable of the prodigal son, teach us to worship you in spirit and truth. We pray for Julia, for Amar, for all those who have asked for our prayers online, and especially for the Flame of Love prayer warriors. And we ask that Satan be blinded and binded away from us in this prayer group and away from our intentions. We also ask for all earthly fathers who share your role as shepherd, head of their families, and all the wives who share in that role, to be blessed and to be good images of God the Father, especially this day. We pray for all your personal intentions. Come, Lord, to visit your family. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. We'll read both prayers today. Father of peace, we are joyful in your word, your Son, Jesus Christ, who reconciles us to you. Let us hasten toward Easter with the eagerness of faith and love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. God our Father, your word, Jesus Christ, spoke peace to a sinful world and brought mankind the gift of reconciliation. By the suffering and death he endured, teach us the people who bear his name to follow the example he gave. May our faith, hope, and charity turn hatred to love, conflict to peace, death to eternal life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Let's just briefly pray for the Pope's monthly intentions. It won't take but a minute. We pray again, as we did before, for families. We pray that broken families might discover the cure for their wounds through forgiveness, rediscovering each other's gifts, even in their differences. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We bless you, Lord. And I think that was a really good time of scriptural prayer, especially with the Psalms and antiphons. It was interesting doing the longer reading, but we rounded it out 20 minutes. And it was easy to get into. It wasn't hard. It wasn't intimidating. It was really nice. And it was also inspiring to read about the priests of the Old Testament and how Aaron kind of got this promotion. You know, he had previously been assisting Aaron, Moses, and now he gets this perpetual priesthood as Moses ordains him. And he shares in this special role and goes in with Moses into the tent. Beautiful. So have a great rest of your night. I hope that you are doing really well. And we continue to pray for us, pray for you, pray for us. Thank you. Also, check out Father Mark Mary's Rosary in a Year. It's going to be probably the best spirituality podcast of this entire year. He's going to share his mastery of the Rosary with you and his mastery of Scripture. So I encourage you to check that out, Ascension Presents Rosary in a Year. And also to remember to ask for every partial and plenary indulgence you can get. We ask for that now. That the soul will be blessed by the Church's indulgence. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, I should say I, not we. I can't say anything on behalf of you. Indulgences are all your own. Okay, have a great rest of your night.